In this particular case, our theme for the Orlando Story Club this Saturday is "And Then Everything Changed."
So, and then everything changed.
Yes, and then everything changed. And what we do is people are asked to submit their name if they would like to tell that story. Stories are 5 minutes or less. We pull 10 stories from a hat. Literally, we have a magician who hosts the night.
Nice.
And we do 5 stories and then an intermission and 5 stories. And then around that theme for the night, we wrap music, food, and magic. Everything goes to benefit charity every time. And in this case, it's for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Central Florida. And we're going to have soul food that's going to be there. I'm so excited because our headliner story, we always have kind of a positioning story, is with this amazing man. His name is Abraham Gordon. He was a school teacher at Eatonville High School, and then he became the football coach, and then he became the mayor of Eatonville, and now he is the proprietor of one of my favorite places. It's called Be Back Fish House. So incredible soul food. So they are providing some of the food, but he's going to tell the story that gets us started.
Can you give me a brief history lesson of Orlando Story Club? When did you get started? How many events have you held so far and so on?
Oh my gosh. Well, storytelling has been such an important part of my life. My dad actually grew up in vaudeville and theater, and he was a documentary filmmaker, and I worked with him. And so I've been all over the world, learning stories and listening to stories. When I was in Los Angeles, I took place in a lot of these story events, and I did them in New York as well. And I fell in love because they're so pure, so rich. And so when I moved back here to Orlando, I missed it so much. And so I was literally kayaking with a really good friend of mine, William Watson, and I was telling him about it. And he just turned to me and he said, "Well, Rob, why don't we just do it here?" And I was like, "Yeah, of course." And so we did. We started at East End Market, and this is only our second event. But we're going to do it every month, and I can't wait. I'm so excited about it. Each time we're going to move to a slightly different place and do a different charity and have a different theme and bring in different musicians and different, but we always have this sense of magic.
You've had one event so far. How did that go? What did you learn from it?
I learned that people had an amazing time, and I was thrilled. When William and I said, "Let's go for it," we thought maybe, 50 people would show up. We had to turn people away. I mean, over 100. We only had 150 people, standing room only, and unfortunately, we had to turn people away. We were just swamped. So it was great to see the community respond. The other thing that I was terrified about was, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know who's going to put their story in a hat. So I was terrified that no storytellers would show up. And not only did the storytellers show up, but this city has such rich, rich entertainers, such rich creative people. And they came, and oh my goodness, we laughed, we got scared, we got, it's wonderful. It's a real privilege to be somebody who lives in this city. It's really a great time to be here.